This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey guys, it's Brian here. I'm going to try something new for the podcast. I have been doing a little bit of writing lately and it's been very well received. So I was doing this last year a little bit. I want to try to do a little bit more this year, but I've been transcribing my written content into podcast form. Last year, I really read a lot of, literally just read directly from the thing. I'm going to try to do a little bit of reading, but then also go off and share a little bit more off the cuff. So I hope you enjoy this style of podcasting. I'm going to try to do more of it. Let me know what you think. Connect at brianrashid.com. Hit me up. Tell me that you like it. Tell me that you don't like it. Tell me that you want something different. I'm open. So let's just jam into it. Why change is my only constant. Are you using drugs? My mom was worried about me because my face changed. I was super thin. 4 months earlier, I decided to stop eating meat and fish and went on a hardcore vegetarian diet. First 2 months, I felt amazing. Light, clear-minded, conscious. The next 2 months, I lost weight. I was hungry. I was sluggish. My mom saw me during that time, month 4, when I was losing the weight. Maybe I wasn't eating the right protein sources. Maybe I wasn't doing a good job monitoring my nutrition. I don't know. I know there are entire civilizations of people that thrive on plant-based and plant-only diets, but I also know my body was asking me for something else, so I changed. I changed my mind. I changed my eating habits. Now I eat meat again. Will I ever become a vegetarian in the future? Sure, it's possible. I think eating animals is probably a bad thing for many, many reasons, but this post is not about my moral views or around animals. It's about something else. It's about me giving myself permission to change my mind. Mostly, it's about me changing my mind about what's important to me in the moment, and I want to share with you just my current hierarchy of needs. I really encourage you guys to think about what are your current hierarchy of needs. Number one, I want to write more. I've been really busy scaling our global company. My writing has taken a back seat to running the business, operating a business, which I've been doing a lot of, 14, 15, 16 hours a day for the last couple of years. But I do miss writing, and it, you know, when I wrote this post, and now that I'm communicating it to you, it was a rainy Sunday morning in Dominican Republic where I'm currently doing the audio. And right now it is not a rainy morning. It is a hot afternoon. But it feels good to write and it feels good to create and turn this into a podcast for you. Number two, I want to continue to create and distribute more free content for you. You know, if you followed our stuff over the last 18 months, you've seen that I've literally hired teams of people to turn myself into a legitimate media company. And it's working. We're receiving loads and loads of opportunities business-wise, more so than I could have ever imagined. And I'm very grateful for the success and want to get back to you more as my community, as my audience. And I want to do it for free forever. So look forward to that. Number three, I want to explore culture and travel with a purpose. You know, I get bored on a beach vacation or a tourist vacation after about 2, 3, 4 days maximum. A few nights ago, I met with the mayor of Santo Domingo. He shared the city's vision with me about his bike lanes, about what that's going to mean for the economy, about what that's going to mean for a city, about what that means for smart cities. We shot a short video. I can't wait to share it with you. I want to do more and more for you because of everything that I'm seeing success-wise. I want to just keep giving back and giving back and giving back. Number four, I want to never complain. This is a big one for me. I work on it every single day. I genuinely believe that complaining is the ultimate sign of weakness. I think that when you complain, you choose to be a victim. When you complain, you choose to slow yourself down. When you complain, you choose to see the bad instead of the good. All are avoidable poisons. And I want to get to a place where I literally never, ever, not once, ever, never, ever, 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 not once, never complain. And I do think I'll get there. I work on it every single day. It's just so damn easy to complain. It's such a cop-out. I think it's really an ultimate sign of weakness because there's so much good happening around you. So jam with me on that one. Number five, I want to fall in love every day with a golden hour in Medellin, with a sunrise in Mexico, with your story, with your past, the eyes of a child, an iced coffee on a hot Caribbean day, the moon kissing Central Park's lagoon at midnight, the wrinkles of your smile, the color of your soul, and the music in your voice. You know, that's poetic But I do think that there's ways that we could literally fall in love every single day with something. And it doesn't have to be a romantic love. It doesn't have to be a love that lasts a lifetime. In fact, I think that some of the greatest loves are the ones that come and go in a second or two, because you really, really take the time to enjoy them, knowing that you might never see them again. So that's something that's important to me. Number six, I want freedom to not be bound to a list of things that are important to me. For example, this list. In other words, if you ask me what I want to do tomorrow, this entire list might be different because I change my mind. And I'm okay with that. For my entire life, the harder I've tried to hold on to one thing, the more the joy of that thing gets sucked out, gets squeezed out, gets suffocated out. And so I'm looking for the, you know, the orange that changes into the lemon, into the lime, into the lychee, into the mango. I'm looking for the new seed that develops with every squeeze, that swims around in my hand, that falls to the earth, all in the same intense moment and life-filled experience that we started with. So for that one day, I can wake up and I can see an entire tropical paradise that I created, one change at a time. I look forward to hearing what you think about this podcast. I thank you for your attention and energy. Tell me what your list is and how I can help. Have a great, great day. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rash Global. See you there.